Kaz?
Yes. No idea what we're doing now. Oh, here we are. We've got a question for you, Chris. This is from Hazel, who's just emailed in, and she wants to know why, when she just choked on a piece of food, her eyes began to water. I hope you're all right, Hazel.
Yeah, the reason for that is because you have various reflexes that are designed to protect your airway, and there's a nerve supply, the internal laryngeal nerve, which is sensitive to everything touching it's sort of your epiglottis inwards and down into your airway, because obviously you need to defend your airway very carefully, because if anything goes in there, it could threaten your ability to breathe. So there's this very profound choking reflex, and that triggers a cough, but it also triggers various secretions to happen, the idea being that it will lubricate your mouth and everything to help anything that's stuck get free. But at the same time, the same secretory motor system also makes you eyes water a little bit, so it makes some tears come to your eyes. And also, what you're doing when you're coughing and choking, you're blowing air up your tear duct. So normally the tears that you've got in your eyes drain down a little punctum, which is a little sort of plug hole in your lower eyelid towards the middle, and they go down into the nasolacrimal duct and tip into your nose. Well, if you raise the pressure in your nose by coughing, sneezing, blowing your nose, the pressure is reversed and it blows the tears back up your tear duct and into your eye. So there's two things going on. One, you increase the secretions, and two, I think you probably jettison some tears back up into your eyes.